Good afternoon. There were two scriptures this week that popped in my head in meditation. And the first one was, "Cease from man whose breath is in his nostrils." And the second one, "My kingdom is not of this world." And I was contemplating those two statements in how they apply to our lives and how we might apply them. And the first one, of course, "Cease from man whose breath is in his nostril," means that if I'm sitting down to, well, overall it means I'm supposed to let go of the human life. That is my concern over it and my worry over it. And in my meditation and my healing work, I'm supposed to leave that man whose breath is in his nostril outside, because that man is an appearance. That man is an illusion. That man was not created by God, cannot please God, is not under the law of God, and really has no existence except as a mental image. So if that man has a problem of any kind, I am to leave him outside the temple when I close my eyes for meditation. And I'm supposed to contemplate God and the law of God, the nature of God, how God works, what God is, and the fact that God is right now. And so the first one is pretty apparent. But the second one, "My kingdom is not of this world," there's much, much behind that statement. First of all, "my kingdom." Now, who is this talking? This was Christ. But remember, Christ is not a man that lived 2,000 years ago. Christ is the very living essence of God. "I in the midst of thee am Christ." And so this is the Christ of you speaking right now. And it says, "My kingdom is not of this world." And so the Christ of you is telling you that there is a kingdom that is not of this world. Now, those two statements go together, because if I cease from man whose breath is in his nostril, if I cease from a material man, from a human man, from thinking about this world, if I cease from any worry about that man or that woman or that child, anyone of this world, if I cease from that, then I'm not living in that. I'm living within. I'm living within my Christ identity. Because, you see, my kingdom, the Christ kingdom, that's your real identity. And we're supposed to cease from this false identity out here. So now, my, the Christ of you, let's just put it the way it is. Your kingdom is not of this world. And what is a kingdom? Have you ever looked at that? In the old days, well, when they wrote the King James Version, the king had a certain domain, had a kingdom, and he ruled over that kingdom, and he had dominion over that kingdom, and all of that kingdom belonged to him, and everywhere he went, he was recognized as the king. And so what are you as Christ saying to you as a human. You, as Christ, is saying, cease ye from the human life. Come into this kingdom where I have dominion, where I reign, where all that is mine, where all that the Father has is mine. And so, the Christ that you are has a kingdom, but it is not of this human world. Now, the Christ is not something that you are becoming. You have been asleep for a long, long time. And you have been asleep to your Christ identity. And you have been dreaming that you had a human life. You have been dreaming that you were a person, a human, whose breath is in their nostril. And that life, that whole existence, has been a dream. And now you're waking up after the centuries, after the eons, after lifetime. Perhaps you were a man. Perhaps you were a great ruler, a warrior. Another time you were a woman, perhaps a very nurturing mother. You might have had, in the old days, 12 or 13 children. Perhaps you were a peasant, maybe a slave laborer. Another time you might have been an emperor. Perhaps you were Asian with Oriental features. Maybe you were born in Africa and were quite dark. Maybe you were a native or a Native American. Maybe you were an Eskimo struggling to make an existence in the frozen north. All this time, all these lives, your Christ identity has remained intact. But you were asleep to it, and you dreamt these lives, suffering, happiness, more suffering, and then death, over and over. Yet something's, this whole time has been stirring, and now it's beginning to awaken. But really, the Christ is already awake, because the Christ is who you are. And so you are beginning to awaken to it. And maybe you experience your Christ identity. Maybe you see this invisible hand go before you and prepare place for you. Maybe you see it make the rough places smooth. Maybe you've had that experience known as synchronicity, when you're in the right place at the right time. And so you see this invisible, there is an invisible something operating in your life. And when you have the experience, you know that it's not a human thought. It's not a human will. It's something invisible, something divine. And it always brings harmony. And you see it. You feel it. Perhaps in your meditations you have had a sensing of a presence greater than you. Maybe it comes upon you in your quietude. Maybe in the quiet of the middle of the night you feel something. Perhaps you have a sense of peace that envelops you. Maybe just in feeling a outgoing love to all of humanity, to the entire creation. In these moments, you are beginning to experience your Christ identity, because it is you. It is Christ, the Son of God, the offspring of God that you are experiencing. And this is who you are. And so the first scripture, cease ye from man whose breath is in his nostrils, is telling you, you've lived enough human life. Come on, wake up. Christ in you is your true identity. And Christ is eternal. You cannot be born. You cannot die. And my kingdom is not of this world. It is your real self telling you that you have a kingdom. You have a kingdom now. You have a kingdom here. But it is not of this world. And you are waking up to that new dimension, to another world, to another kingdom, where you have dominion, where you are the Christ, where you are resurrected. You see, I am the resurrection. That's your Christ self. That's not somebody 2,000 years ago. That is your Christ self telling you, I am the resurrection. Come to me. And so you're becoming aware now, at long last. My kingdom is not of this world. What does that say to us? Your kingdom, in which you live and move and have your being, has nothing to do with this world. And here we thought, just like the Hebrews of old, the Hebrews thought that Christ would come riding in on a horse and he would conquer the Romans and restore unto them, the Hebrews, their glory and independence, and they would be free. And they missed the message because they were looking for a Christ that has some sort of effect in the human world. Let's not do the same thing that they did. Let's not look to a Christ to come into our lives and straighten out our human lives and make our human lives good. For many years and in many talks, it's been told to us that you can't add God to your humanhood. And that's what we do sometimes. We look for God to fix our lives and make them good. And that's okay for beginners, but if you're hearing this message, you're not a beginner anymore. And time is drawing late. We came here to demonstrate our Christ identity, to awaken to our true self. And we're doing it. And our true self is saying, the kingdom in which you live right now is not of this world and has nothing to do with it. And so cease ye from man whose breath is in his nostrils. Paul takes it a step further because he had a deeper experience. Paul says, henceforth we are to know no man after the flesh. Now that's a pretty amazing statement. That means cease ye from man whose breath is in his nostrils is something that we need to apply across the board. How many Christs are there? How many sons does God have? And the answer is one. Again, Paul says it takes us all to make the body of Christ. So there is one Son, there is one Christ. And if you are awakening to this invisible Christ identity, this Christ identity is the identity of everyone you see. And I know from my own experience that this Christ identity is the identity of everything we see. And so, we might as well get used to the fact that more and more we're going to be walking in this awareness of Christ identity everywhere. And we're going to be ceasing from this human whose breath is in their nostril. And so when we take that simple statement, my kingdom is not of this world, realize now that it means your real dwelling place is not in this world. This world never was your home. That is why you long to go home, because you recognize, because a part of you has woke up and you recognize, this is not my home. I am a visitor here. And so if you recognize that, then you will know that statement is true. Your kingdom is not of this world. And now, let's take a moment and let that sink in. And recognize that from now on, when you hear these words, it is yourself talking to you, telling you, my kingdom is not of this world. And now, let's look at the last part. This world. My kingdom is not of this world. What does that mean, this world? Well, the first thing is, we know that God is changeless. God is forever. And so Christ, which is the presence of God, do you know that that means you are the presence of God? You are the presence of God. And so Christ, your true identity, the presence of God, is unchanging. Was never born, cannot die. And so you were never born. You will never die. But this human, this person whose breath is in their nostril, they're constantly changing. What in this world doesn't change? If you can see it, hear it, taste it, touch it, or smell it, the chances are it's changing, and therefore it's unreality. And so the senses cannot reveal my kingdom. Anything that you see that is changing is this world. Anything that you hear that is changing is this world. There's one more part. Anything you think is changing, and it is therefore this world. This world is anything that is changing. Anything the senses report, and anything you can think. That is why we have been told, if you can think it, it is not that. Meaning, if you can think God, whatever you think about God, that's not God. That's a thought which is changing and a part of this world. And so, this simple statement is telling you that your kingdom, that place where your true identity dwells, is not of this world. Your true identity and your kingdom that you are living in now is not changing. It's not of the senses, and you cannot think it. And so when we are told to cease from all that, it means that we have to learn to live, to dwell, to have our being in a place where things aren't changing, in a kingdom that doesn't involve thinking. Well, gosh, if none of what the senses report is true, and if the thinking isn't true, why that makes me a nothing, doesn't it? And that's the human being speaking. And yes, it does. It makes you a nothing. But you're in good company, because I of myself am nothing. The Father doeth the works. That presence of God, that Christ identity, your true identity, doeth the works. And always in a way ye know not of. And so now, we can put it all together. Cease ye from this world, from everything you can see, hear, taste, touch, and smell. And in this moment, in this quietness, cease from thinking. And I, your Christ identity, am living you. I am the invisible part of you that is infinite. I am the presence of God that formed myself as you. I am the substance of all form. I am the essence behind everything. And I am you. All through the ages I have called, and you are hearing my voice. It is I. I am the one that says, follow me. Cease from this world, from that man, that woman. Cease from those thoughts, and turn and follow me. I, the invisible you, will reveal my kingdom. I will lead you right into the kingdom of here and now, into the eternal kingdom that is yours. The Father gave you this kingdom. From the very beginning, it has awaited your arrival. Now, as you turn, as you cease from all that other, and awaken to me, I will lead you right into your kingdom. I will give you eternal life, because it's already yours. And here is something else. Please never feel that you aren't worthy, or that you can't possibly earn this. That is all part of the human scene. God doesn't have the same standards that the human world has. In the beginning, when God formed itself as the presence which you are, that kingdom was included. And it was necessary to sleep for a time so that you might wake up and become consciously aware of your true identity, so that you may have the joy of rediscovering that kingdom that I, God, created for you in the beginning. Remember the glory that you had with me before the world was, is yours now. The trees, the animals, other humans, the rocks, the stones, the stars, all of them are my presence forming itself. But you are so special and dear to me, because you are becoming aware of it consciously. Consciously, you are waking up to discover, I gave you myself. I gave you myself. Infinity, individualized. Eternity, individualized. Immortality, individualized as your being. Though God says, cease from that other life, what you have in exchange is infinite, eternal, immortal God being. Yes, that's right. Ye are gods. If you are one with God, and you are, then your true identity is the living God. all of it. Do you see why you're so precious? You can't earn this. That's the human, and you're ceasing from that now. You can't be worthy or unworthy. I give it to you. It's a gift. My kingdom is a gift. When someone gives you a gift, being worthy has nothing to do with it. It's love. They give you a gift because they love you. And I so love the world that I gave the world my son. Your true identity, the infinite self that you are, all because of love. Do you see? After all these centuries, I am so full of joy that you are returning home to the kingdom I created for you. To the eternal life that I gave you, to your immortality, to your infinity, to your true identity. Now, that's what it means when we are told by our true self, my kingdom is not of this world. And remember this, know this. As you awaken to this wondrous revelation, to find out that you have never left home, to find out that you were just dreaming, as you awaken and you progress and you learn to dwell in this secret place, and you learn to watch the invisible self work. Do not forget the others that are still asleep. Let my light shine. Do not forget, as you are living this principle, every one you come in contact with, cease ye from man whose breath is in his nostrils. Henceforth know ye no one after the flesh. And begin to see through that appearance, the appearance of a person who has their breath in their nostril. Cease ye from seeing them that way. Begin to see that the Christ of you is the Christ of them. This invisible presence, this invisible essence that you are, is also the essence that they are. Let's stop having division. Let's stop having a good or a bad or a right or a wrong, an up or a down. There is only one, and that one is my kingdom. And everyone is that one. And so, not only will we cease from our own human sense of self, but now let's cease from their human sense of self. And when we are watching an appearance unfold before us, let's remember to take a moment and take a breath, and if we can't close our eyes, maybe we can just blink and remember to cease ye from all that. Right there stands the living Christ, because Christ is the only identity now. And so we are going to live in, through, and as Christ. And do not be surprised if you become somewhat more active than you have been, because Christ has not come to earth through you just for you. Christ has come to lift up all and everyone. This Christ of you, let it take over more and more. We talked before of allowing Christ to take over your meditations. Now begin to let Christ take over the practice of the principles. You see, you have not chosen God. God has chosen you. It's time for you to awaken. And now, let that Christ awaken you. It will awaken you as fast as you can respond to it. And it will awaken you in ways you know not of. And now when you walk out on the street, let the Christ remember Christ. Let the Christ reveal to you Christ everywhere. Let the presence of God live and walk and talk and have inner realizations in you. Because you're ceasing from man whose breath is in his nostril, and so it's not up to you to awaken you. You can't do it. You're ceasing from that. Learn to stand on the principle that I, the invisible Christ, am right where you are, and I will live you. Paul discovered this when he said, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And that is why I have come, to live in you, to live as you, and to live through you. All of humanity is desperately looking for a spiritual answer, and they're not finding it. And humanity doesn't need another sermon. Humanity doesn't need to be told how they're misbehaving. Humanity needs one thing and one thing only, and that is a touch of the Christ. You, as you go along your way, you who have this precious pearl, who now know the secret of your Christ identity, as you go out, you can be that upliftment to your brothers and sisters. I, the I of you, if it is lifted up, will draw all men unto me. I will draw all manifestation unto me. And so as you walk through your life, allow me to reveal to you the Christ of them. This you do in silence. You don't have to talk it. It's an inner knowing. And sometimes people that you simply pass by will be uplifted as you know this truth about them. They won't know what direction it comes from, but somehow they're changed. And suddenly they're led on an inner path. And they don't know who was praying for them, even though you do. And who was praying for them? It was I. You see, everyone is awakening, and you are a part of it. Now do we see what it means? Cease from man whose breath is in his nostrils, and my kingdom, your kingdom, is no longer of this world. Your kingdom is not of this world. Your kingdom is otherworldly. It's another dimension. A dimension in which you are beginning to live and feel. This is what Joel has to say on this subject. If you can accept your true identity and live in that awareness, you can welcome the whole world to come to you for comfort, substance, supply, guidance, healing, and reformation. You have Christhood. Welcome the entire world without limitation, knowing that even though you of yourself can do nothing, because of your Christhood, all the gifts of the Father are yours to bestow, without judgment and without price. Show forth by your demonstration that you have received a new name, Divine Son, joint heir with Christ in God. No longer man whose breath is in his nostrils, no longer worm of the dust, no longer a beggar seeking health and wealth. Always listen for the voice within you, and you will hear it say, Son, all that I have is thine. Fear not, for I am with thee. Only say unto the children of men that they must return here to the Father's house, to my kingdom. The kingdom of God is within you. And so, we are in agreement. We are to cease from man whose breath is in his nostril, and to recognize with our awareness that my kingdom is not of this world. It's time for all of us to be Christ to the world. And we can only be that if we're dwelling in that secret kingdom. And we can only be that if we are blessing the world. And so take a time period each day. Recognize simply that your kingdom is not of this world, that your kingdom is the Christ kingdom, and that your true identity is Christ within that kingdom. And then take a few moments and know this about your family. Know this about your town. Know this about your nation. Know this about your enemy's nation. Know this truth of the true identity about the entire planet, and then the galaxy, and then the universe. Be a blessing, quietly, secretly, going about the Father's business of blessing everyone and everything you see. And that which you cast upon the waters shall come back to you. In other words, the truth that you are knowing secretly, silently, about your brothers and sisters is the truth that you will be, and no other. If you know that all whom you come in contact with is Christ, and their true identity is the presence of God, that which you know is that which you are, and that which you will demonstrate. Awake, thou that sleepest, and I shall give thee light, and I am your true identity. Wake up. Awaken to who you really are, to who you have always been, and to who you will always be. Before Abraham was, I, your Christ identity, am. When I tell you that your true identity is infinite and eternal and omnipresent, then that means that your true identity, your Christ identity, is not only everywhere, your Christ identity is every when. And so before Abraham was, you are. Accept your true self. I know it's difficult. If it was easy, we would have done it centuries ago. But we're ready now to accept this gift of the Father, our true selves, and to live in it, to walk in it, to follow that Christ right into the kingdom. And here in this kingdom, there's no death. Here in this kingdom, there is no birth. That which is living right now before Abraham was, and before the foundation of the world, how can that be born? It cannot. Eternal life means eternal life. And so accept this eternal life. Let us go now in peace. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth I unto you. Again, we are reminded that in this kingdom, peace is something different than the world gives. It's not changing. It's an eternal peace, an everlasting peace. And that too is a gift of the Father. During this time of, as we approach a memory of Thanksgiving, and we feel gratefulness and gratitude in our hearts, let us be grateful for the greatest gift there ever was, your very own infinite, eternal, immortal Christ identity. Godspeed and blessings beyond your wildest dreams.